I can remember when I was still a nuclear engineer, and the Lord had already been prompting me, putting it on my heart to consider the possibility of priesthood. But I still had my own plans and my own desires and my own thoughts as to what my future should be like. There was just so much going on, and there's still so much going on in the world, all sorts of things to grab our attention and to draw us in different directions. But I do remember that when I would come to Mass, and there was a particular petition about vocations to the priesthood, there would be a stirring in my heart. And as time went on, the more and more that I thought about it and was yielding to God and the promptings of the Holy Spirit, the more and more I was interested in the priesthood, the more when I would hear that petition at Mass, my heart would be even more desirous of the priesthood. Until I reached the point where I had already made the decision that I was going to enter seminary. And I would have that prompting, and instead of just like, maybe I should consider it, the prompting was, I'm coming, I'm going to do it. And there was a lot of excitement with that. But there can still be a lot of distraction in the world, preventing people from recognizing their true calling, the direction that God wants them to go, the vocation that he calls them to bring them to holiness in this life. And when we think about the celebration of the Mass, it's an opportunity to draw closer to the Lord. It's an opportunity to go deeper in the faith. It's an opportunity to open ourselves up more to vocations. In our gospel passage, Jesus is speaking in the synagogue. And if we remember what was said last week, Jesus at the synagogue was reading a scroll from Isaiah, and it was about the Messiah. And Jesus is referring to himself when he says, today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. He's revealing that he is the Messiah. He is the one that Isaiah was talking about. And we see that Jesus then gives a homily. And at the beginning of the homily, a lot of people are happy about it. They were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. However, by the end, it says, they were all filled with fury. They rose up and drove him out of the town and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built to hurl him down headlong. Well, I hope by the end of my homily it ends up a little better than this. I'm not Jesus. I don't know that I could pass through the midst of you and get away. But this idea of vocation and calling and Mass, we're here. And what we see in the synagogue is what we do at Mass. There's a reading from sacred scripture, and then there's a homily, explaining what's going on, helping us to understand. And a lot of times in sacred scripture, what is it that we hear about? There are many themes in the faith, many things that could be talked about. But one of the common themes is love. In our second reading, we hear about the love of God, a love that never fails. This love is not only the love of God for us, but the love that God calls us to have for one another. When we take our faith seriously and we come before the Lord and we allow him to fill us with his love, then we can love like God does. We can love as we heard love described in our second reading. God loves us so much, he loves us into existence. And this idea we see even in our first reading, when it comes from the prophet Jeremiah. We heard, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. When I actually entered into seminary and was recognizing that this truly was the calling of God, I reached a point in seminary where I realized this is what God made me for. That he wanted from the very beginning for me to become a priest. This is how he's calling me to holiness. This is how he's calling me to serve him. This is how he's calling me to help the wider community through the sacred priesthood. But in some sense, we're all called to be prophets. We're all called to share the good news. We're all called to share that message of love that God has for all of us. We're all called to go deeper into our relationship. We're all called to have a greater conversion. Conversion isn't just a one and done, oh, I'm Catholic and now I don't have to grow anymore. Conversion is an ongoing process. We continue to go deeper and deeper in our relationship with the Lord, or at least that's the hope, that we are converted ever more fully to the Lord. And through that relationship with the Lord, we are able to recognize that calling he has for us, that vocation he calls us to. And so, with this idea of conversion and evangelization, Archbishop Mitchell Rozanski had issued a letter on the feast of the conversion of St. Paul, which was this past Tuesday. And he requested that we read this letter this weekend at all of our masses. And so here's the letter the Archbishop has to say regarding conversion and evangelization. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate a pivotal moment in the life of the Church, one in which St. Paul was called by Jesus to participate in the saving story of salvation in a new way. Through St. Paul's acceptance of this call, he became one of the biggest and earliest evangelizers in our Church's history. In St. Louis, we too are called to a new chapter in our nearly 200-year history. The model that fulfilled its mission in growing and evangelizing the Church during the last century has become archaic. Jesus is calling us to re-energize and reshape our efforts to share his saving message. I am excited to share with you today the official launch of our Archdiocesan Strategic Pastoral Planning Initiative, known as All Things New. Under the leadership of Father Chris Martin, Vicar for Strategic Planning, we will assess every aspect of our archdiocese and make the necessary adjustments to our ministries and supporting structures to reflect the needs of our communities for the next century. We anticipate that these adjustments will be the most sweeping changes that the archdiocese has witnessed in its history. All Things New seeks to enable a vibrant Catholic presence across every square mile of our archdiocese by renewing the Church in its mission of proclaiming the gospel and securing a vibrant future. Throughout this process, we will be mindful of our threefold goals: engaging in unceasing prayer, defining and implementing a unifying vision, and ensuring intentional stewardship of the gifts that God has given us over these past 200 years. With St. Paul, let us begin this journey together with prayer. Opportunities for prayer and Eucharistic adoration will be held throughout the Archdiocese, asking for God to enter our hearts and minds and guide our actions as we consider the best path forward. Throughout this process, you will have several opportunities to provide feedback on your aspirations for the Archdiocese. The first of these opportunities will begin on Ash Wednesday, March 2nd, where every Catholic in the Archdiocese will be asked to take a survey. This survey, known as the Disciple Maker Index, will ask you about your beliefs, participation, satisfaction, and attitudes about your faith and your local parish experience. I encourage you to complete this survey so your voice can be heard at this important moment. Thank you in advance for investing in serving God's one holy church here in St. Louis. Please know that you are in my prayers. Sincerely yours in Christ, Most Reverend Mitchell Rozanski, Archbishop of St. Louis. So for some of you, maybe you heard on the news already of this initiative. Others, maybe this is the first you've heard of this altogether. But I think it's important for us to highlight that this isn't just a passing project or program of the Archdiocese, but this is something that Archbishop Rozanski is taking seriously and anticipates will have major changes for nearly, if not all, parishes in the Archdiocese. As we heard in the letter, he said that these adjustments are necessary and that these adjustments will be the most sweeping changes the Archdiocese has witnessed in its history. And because of that, that's why it's very important for us to saturate this whole project, this whole initiative, in prayer. We want to follow God's will. We want the best possible outcome of this initiative. As the Archbishop said, Jesus is calling us to re-evangelize and reshape our efforts to share his saving message. Being able to better evangelize and share the faith with others is one of the primary reasons and goals of this initiative. But it's also important to recognize that there are additional motivations and reasons. One of them is that we just don't have enough priests to staff all of the facilities and parishes and places that we have. If the Archdiocese had 400 priests, for example, I doubt we would even launch this initiative. But the reality is that by 2026 or 2027, we will have only as many priests in active ministry as we do number of parishes in the Archdiocese. That means in a few years, we would have an average of one priest per parish. And because of that, we need to reconsider how can we better restructure? How can we change things so that we can be better prepared for sharing the gospel and the good news with others? It's also important for us to pray for vocations. Because if we had more priests, like I said, then we probably wouldn't be having this initiative. That if we encouraged more vocations, if we had more men enter seminary and consider the possibility, then we would likely have more priests. And that would make a difference as to what we are going to do. But our future still requires us to have many priests. And like I said, it can be very noisy in the world and difficult for young men to hear the call of God. Part of the idea of evangelizing and going deeper in our own relationships is to help make it possible for us to better understand what God is calling us to do. And as we grow in holiness, our petitions are going to be more greatly considered by God. If we think about it, saints were often asked to pray for certain people and intentions. Even though that person could pray themselves, why then did they ask the saint? Because they knew that God was going to listen more closely to what the saint had to say than what they had to say. And so if we grow in our faith, if we grow in holiness, if we become saints ourselves, then our intercessory power will be even greater. And when we pray for vocations, God will pour out even more graces to answer that prayer. And so it's important for us to pray for priests and try to make it easier for young men to recognize the call to the priesthood. We might wonder, well, when is all of this supposed to happen? How is this supposed to work? As we heard in the letter, on Ash Wednesday, March 2nd, every Catholic in the Archdiocese will be asked to take a survey. That's the first opportunity for you to share with the Archdiocese what you think about this initiative, what you think about our parish, what you think we should do moving forward in the future. And so I encourage each and every one of you to participate in that survey so that your voice can be heard, so that what you have to share can be considered in the decision-making process. If you would like more information about the All Things New initiative, there are pamphlets that are available near the back with more information. They also have a website, allthingsnew.archstl.org, where you can get more information as well. And from that website, they have information such as timeline. Okay, Ash Wednesday is the beginning of this survey, but what else do we have to expect in the future? How else will things happen? Well, on the website, you can learn that for the next year and a half, we are going to be having these listening sessions. Not only do we have the survey, but there will be 356 listening sessions where you can say in person with your own voice what your thoughts are, what your opinions are, how you think we should move forward. Additionally, there would be planning. Taking all of that feedback and considering it, they would put together what they think, they being those on the All Things New core team or initiative leadership group, would put together ideas of how we can restructure, how we can consolidate, how we can merge and better prepare for the future. And lastly, within that next year and a half, there would also be the decision-making process. What models are we going to use to move forward? What is the future going to look like? And then on May 28th, 2023, the Archbishop will reveal his plan, what the future is to be for the Archdiocese. And that's Pentecost Sunday, May 28th, 2023. And with that announcement would be the beginning of the implementation. Those changes, consolidations, mergers, restructuring will start to take place after that. And so it's important for us to remain faithful, to grow in holiness, to pray on behalf of the Archdiocese, to pray on behalf of an increase in vocations to the priesthood, to pray for the best possible outcome of this initiative, to continue to remain faithful, to know that God loves us, and even in the midst of these changes, some of which may be very difficult for different people in our Archdiocese, that God still cares, that God still loves us, and still draws us to himself. So let us draw strength from that love that God has for us. And let us, in this next moment of silence, pray on behalf of the Archdiocese in this initiative, and pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood, so that we may have that best possible outcome, so that we can be re-energized and better share the faith with others. And as part of that process of praying, as I come to the end of my homily, you might notice at the ends of the pews there are prayer cards for all things new. This is the prayer the Archdiocese has given us to pray on behalf of this initiative. And so I encourage all of you to take one of those cards now, and we'll pray this together. And then I encourage you to take the card home and to continue to pray on behalf of the Archdiocese using this prayer. Heavenly Father, you sent your Son Jesus as the first evangelizer of the good news. Send forth the power of the Holy Spirit upon the Church of St. Louis, and grant us the gift of true discernment, so may we do your will in all things. Help us be totally free to follow wherever you lead us, totally generous to be great stewards of your many gifts, and totally passionate to suffer all in order to be more closely united to you. Commissioned by your Son and empowered by the Spirit to go and make disciples of all nations, strengthen us by the power of your grace as we bring the good news of salvation into the lives of all those we touch, so that individual hearts and all society may be converted to you and all things might be made new. Inspired by the apostolic zeal of previous generations, as we begin the process of planning for the future, may our only desire be to do all things for the greater glory and honor of your name, and for the good of your people in the Archdiocese of St. Louis, through Christ our Lord.